We managed to track down Jonathan Gray, but he's having Skype problems. But we do have him connected by phone. My son Matthew is here, too. He has some good symbology. Only rules of the road are I will try not to interrupt either Jonathan or Matthew and vice versa. So there'll be a nice flow of dialogue here because Matthew's got great questions and analysis. And I think, honestly, the videos that Jonathan has produced are probably the most important for you to see in this day and age. The 4-DVD set with the specials, another DVD, and I think 5 other e-books is required reading. If you see these videos, your worldview will be changed and never the same. It'll also give you a focus that high-level Islam predicts that the 3 jihads, that we are in the 3rd jihad, even by Islam, and that this is the 3rd woe, as per the Bible. And what you need to understand is by the globalists have made a dark alliance with the Roman Catholic Church and Chrislam, which is being pushed by the Pope. It's very obvious.
What about Judaism? I mean, you're talking about Chrislam, that's a pretty loose connection, but the connection between Judaism and the Vatican is pretty darn close.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about normal Judaism. Remember, Jesus himself addressed
About Judaism, which is a cult.
Right, we're talking about, let me qualify that. The current Jews are the descendants of the Sadducees and the Pharisees.
I think the Jews are victims of the rabbis who have been duping them all these years.
Oh, absolutely. But it's basically the Babylonian Talmud, which is not biblical. And there are Torah Jews out there, but there's few and far between. Most of them are, unfortunately, the victims of a cultic system, which is why
even the Torah was written in the Second Temple period. Unfortunately, this falsification goes back very far.
Right.
And it's exactly what Jesus...
I think we may have Jonathan. So we're going to let Jonathan speak for a while because we want him to explain his DVD sets. And then we'll try not to interrupt each other as we continue through this hour. Jonathan, are you there? Do we have our connection?
Yes,
now?
I'm here, Dr. Bill. Good morning.
Yeah, I know we had some. I know we had Skype connections. I tried to contact you, and I could see the call coming through, but I couldn't hear any audio. Something was being muted on your end or something. So we need to talk about your DVD set. I have never seen a DVD. My wife, Michelle, has never seen a DVD set that was more life-changing than yours. And the fact is it's academically accurate, it's biblically accurate, and it shows the level of what I call, it's like a code breaker. And the Bible itself interprets itself, so you don't need to have private interpretation, as it says in 2 Peter chapter 2:10. That no scripture is a private interpretation. So if you want to call it mathematically a code breaker of the scriptures, how it interprets itself, and you can't throw one over your shoulder, you have to look at the Old and New Testament. And if you do, you start to get a perspective that, in fact, agrees with even the Islamic prophecies that this is the third jihad, that the Hiraj, which is occurring in Europe with the help of globalists like Angela Merkel and our president here, Obama, is a scheme by the globalists in conjunction with the Catholic Church and the, I call the POTUS and the Pontifex, last September, and it's on. And as Matthew said, the drought in the Middle East, which is coming on over the last 20 years, has driven people into the large cities in Muslim countries, and now they're being driven completely out of the Middle East, and they're heading toward Europe and America. This is a catastrophe of biblical proportions, and people don't realize this is not, this is being pushed by globalism and by the satanic religions of the Vatican, and many of even the so-called Christian churches are completely lost their marbles. They're completely crazy. So highlight your videos again, because I want people to understand they need to go to beforeus.com. We also have a replication over in Clay and Iron, but the best place, because they can get your other books, is at beforeus.com. Can you summarize your 4 DVD set?
Yes, at beforeus.com, this is the main page, and at the top left-hand corner, there's a pink box with the amazing DVDs link, and the 4 DVDs are The Invasion of America, Europe, and Australia. That's number one, a terrorist swarming into position with millions of refugees ready. Now, the second one is why the Vatican created Islam. Who is controlling the power moves? The third one is the coming Muslim Empire and Israel. will the emerging caliphate seize Jerusalem? Who is running Israel at the moment? And prophecies 2,500 years old that are coming to pass right now.
Right, and of course we have all these. You have all these false religions all converging on this. Please continue.
Yes, and the fourth one is World War III and how to survive. What the elite has planned for you, political, financial, religious.
Right.
Now the fifth DVD which comes separately from the other four actually is on the prophecy of the Book of Joel, which is actually the theme of the Book of Joel is the third jihad.
Right.
The third woe. And it's unmistakably linked up with the third woe. It has no other topic. That's its main topic. And I don't think that even Joel understood completely what he was being led to write. But it wasn't understood until the last 6 months when the events started happening. There have been
right.
so many theories about the Book of Joel, but nothing made sense in its entirety for the book until right now.
Now, when, and not if, but when a domestic catastrophe happens this year, probably before the election, what do you predict? Because I've already said this in the past, and I think that we've agreed that America, when it goes negative, it goes completely evil, will be the center point for the mark of the beast and for the global control matrix, because there is no other superpower but America. The only nation that can project military, economic, and cybernetic and artificial intelligence force around the world, including economic, is America. It's not Russia. It's not China. Even though they're trying to saber rattle with their gold-backed yuan, it's America. And I'm very concerned about this election cycle. What do you predict in terms of the domestic security bill and Obama and the election cycle? Because I see a lot of really, really bad things happening potentially this year.
Oh, yes. Well, I prefer not to make my own predictions, but
let's talk about biblical.
The shaping up of the events after Bible prophecy, no question about that.
I'm going to make some guesses rather than predictions. Guess number one, a prediction, not a prophecy, is I predicted a domestic security attack by ISIS or ISIL on American soil will kill more people than 9/11. Prediction number two, there will be a bipartisan domestic security bill before the election that may preempt or delay the election. And number three, I predict that despite the fact that the Republican Party are saying they're going to come behind Donald Trump, because they've attacked him so much in the media, he will get the nomination, but he won't win the election. That's my predictions. Based on that, I see Hillary Clinton, who's the most evil person I've ever met, getting in power. I see America as a clenched fist against the whole world, economically and otherwise. And I see America and these treaties, the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic Partnerships, which she fully supports, are going to basically make the nation-states of Europe and the nations of North America and the West irrelevant. In other words, they'll be vestigial, so that the global trade groups and these courts will actually run everything. So in other words, we will have moved to the CFR plan, which Ted Cruz's wife was involved, which is to create 10 kings or 10 trade zones controlled under the, quote, beast system, so the full flower of the beast system will be available very soon. Those are predictions. They're not prophecies, but I think what I see happening is not good. I see Donald Trump as being, I call it, going to a geopolitical colon therapist who be a cathartic, but I don't see, at the rate things are going, I don't see him becoming president unless people publicly repent. We get through to women that what they're doing is going to destroy the rights of women, and the minorities are going to suffer more than anybody under a Hillary Clinton government.
Yes, the future doesn't look good at all. And Bill, what you have just said does make a lot of sense. And the background of prophecy would fit that quite well.
Now, I have a caller, Tom in Florida, who wants to talk about the Muslim invasion of Europe and the Obama conspiracy. Tom, go ahead with your question for Jonathan or Matthew or me. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening to you today. The Muslim invasion, that we all know this is all by design, but by Merkel. And I want to ask you this. The Israeli government, they're not accepting even 100 of these Syrians, but they do have more nuclear warheads, I believe, almost in the United States, and they're controlling our media in this country. And let's get to the point here. Let's talk about global warming. And I'll tell you why I'm saying this. You got 3.7 million illegals in the state of California alone. You got about 18 to 22 million illegals in the United States. Every one of these people are coming here to drive cars. They're not coming here to drive mules or donkeys or horses. They're going to drive cars. You know how many, the water situation in California alone is disgraceful because of Governor Moonbeam Brown, who's another schmuck. And that schmuck, talking all this crap about global warming, there's no water and all this. Guess what? There's millions of more illegals in that state. And we're not just talking Mexicans. You got Syrians and every other people coming through that border, on the southern border here. What about all this global, this carbon footprint on the United States of America, all this energy?
One of the problems, and we talk about this with our astrophysics discussions on Friday, primarily with Ann Morrison and other experts in the past, like Professor McCanny, who's not on the show recently. But let me summarize. Firstly, we're going through what we call climate change. Now, the carbon footprint of all of the industries on Earth are not equivalent to 1/10,000th of the carbon output and sulfur dioxide and hydrogen sulfide of Mount Erebus in Antarctica per day. Number one. Number two, the climate change is aggravated by three things: solar and galactic events, which is increased output by the sun of higher energy ultraviolet light, X-rays, a decrease of visible light and infrared light, and a change, so there actually is less light. In the last 15, 16 years, it's actually, the global warming has stopped. What's going on is Antarctica is increasing, and the Arctic is the ice shelf, and the Arctic is actually still melting, but there's a release of methane hydrates deep in the ocean floor. Those are occurring along with ringwoodite, which is deep in the mantle of the Earth, by gravity waves. Now, they recently announced, and this is when a split happened with Professor McCanny, because a lot of Russian and other European scientists came out, because it was in mothballs for 5 years while they were upgrading it, was the ALMA, which is the advanced, what's called the Atacama Millimeter Large Array, the ALMA Observatory, which looks at gravity waves. And these gravity waves come in and they shake unstable nuclei, so they change the T1/2 of isotopes, but they also release nascent oxygen and water, and water lowers the melting temperature of rock, so it creates magma that generates earthquakes and volcanoes. It also changes the five layers of the Van Allen radiation belt, and particularly the lithospheric layer, which is the lowest layer, which is in the crust. The tropospheric layer gets altered, and it changes the direction of the jet stream, so it's, over the last 20 years, it's gradually been drying out parts of the world. It's also interfered with by weather modification caused by our space-based weapon systems. Let me finish here, Matt. The space-based weather system that we're talking about is a next generation from the HAARP system. And they can actually put plasma interferometry fields like a blocking high in the North Pacific, which for the last number of years is mostly on, that blocks weather systems coming in from the North Pacific that could hit the coast of the United States and Canada.
That's a big danger right there.
What it's doing is that's aggravating the drought dramatically. So let me finish. What's going on is that it's a multifactorial problem, partly because we're doing matter modification. I met for an entire evening with the physicist who founded the World Constitution Parliament Association in March of 1997, Dr. Isley, who founded the UN World Constitution Parliament Association, and he was talking about carbon credits and weather modification. I took care of the pilots flying out of Buxley and Peterson Air Force Base. Let me finish, please. So what we're saying here is global warming is not what's going on anymore. It's global climate change, and what's going on is there's drought. In some areas, like in Texas, there's century-level rains. So it's destroying crops, so we're going into drought, just like the time of Joseph. We're having mass migrations from Muslim countries, which are basically, if you look at the areas that are droughtified, more than anywhere else, it's Muslim countries. They're being driven into Europe and other area countries. And there are changes to the planet, but we increase earthquakes and volcanoes, like it says in Matthew 24. The Muslim invasion is driven by three things: their prophetic apocalyptic view of both Sunni and Shiite Islam, the drought, and number three, the call that this is the third jihad to actually fulfill the Muslim prophecies,
let's get to the root of it. What do you think the main motivation is historically for ISIS? It's the Crusades. They want revenge for the Crusades.
Exactly,
Here's the thing. You guys are talking about predictions. Here's a prediction I'm going to make. I think that a future target of ISIS attacks will be the Vatican in Rome, and that these attacks will be so incessant within 10 to 15 years that the Pope, probably not Francis, but maybe the succeeding Pope, who may go back to a more conservative attitude toward Islam, will be forced to relocate his headquarters from Rome to the Americas, likely the U.S. or South America or Mexico. At least for a long time, maybe for decades, the Vatican will no longer be based in Rome.
Well, you know that the prophecies of Malachi, the Irish monk, the Irish monk predicts that this is the last pope, and that Rome will be destroyed by Islam. Okay, so I think I agree with some of that. What do you think, Jonathan? Because I think that the current pope, I consider him, I call at least the best candidate for our current time as a false prophet. What do you think?
What we have here is the Vatican created Islam. The Vatican is using ISIS right now. The Vatican is using Islam right now. The Vatican actually has its man right at the top of the Islamic movement worldwide.
Right.
It's infiltrated them all. Everything that happens is being directed by the Vatican.
Right. We've had
The Vatican headquarters will ultimately be shifted not to anywhere else but to Jerusalem. But this is after Islam goes down.
Right. And of course,
the Vatican is actually pitting Islam, is going to pit Islam against the world, first of all to destroy America economically, and then cause a reaction where the world will turn against Islam and get rid of Islam, because America is a barrier to Vatican control. Islam will become a barrier to Vatican control.
Well, that's
and when America is weakened and Islam is destroyed, the Vatican moves into Jerusalem. That's Bible prophecy.
Exactly.
It's simply not going to happen. There's 1.6 billion Muslims. It's not possible. And also, as far as relocating to Jerusalem,
Matt, here's the facts, okay? The fact is, all if you listen to the public statements by all of the people that support the ISIS and ISIL and all the people that are the Muslim Brotherhood, everyone to a man and woman, including Huma Abedin, a member, the first lady if Hillary Clinton gets elected, every single one of them says that the capital of the new caliphate will not be in Turkey or not be elsewhere. It will be in Jerusalem. Every one of them.
Jerusalem. That's the prophecies, but that's why ISIS is going to destroy Israel. That's why the Vatican's not going to relocate there, because the Vatican wants Israel to be destroyed, and they're not going to be in Israel when it's destroyed. They're going to be in the U.S. or South America. You understand? It's pretty simple.
Well, that's the prediction.
Prophecy says, actually, that although Israel will be destroyed, Jerusalem will be spared because everybody wants it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, in fact, what I've heard, Matt, from my military sources, let me finish. The military sources say this, that even though Tel Aviv and Haifa will be destroyed and Eilat, none of these countries, including the Muslim, will bomb, just like Paris wasn't bombed during the Second World War, none of these countries will bomb Jerusalem because it's considered a sacred city by all of these different faiths and political systems.
You know who would bomb Jerusalem? Is the Jews actually want to bomb the Dome of the Rock. Right? Blow it up and replace it with the second temple.
Well, the fact is, if you actually look at the biblical experts,
to bomb themselves either, but that happens.
Well, I think what's happening is historically, the springs of Gihon are below the Eastern Gate. They're not at the Temple of Antonius, which was 10,000 troops at the time.
I agree.
Of Jesus.
They probably have some long-term fantasy of eventually setting up in Jerusalem.
Right. I want to hear Jonathan, because he's got in his DVDs, he explains these things in terms of biblical prophecy, and he has video that explain these things in specific terms. Go ahead, Jonathan.
I'm talking about the near future.
Yeah, go ahead, Jonathan, because I believe your analysis is correct. And I think this year is going to be a fulcrum year in America, because they are trying to bring America down, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Yes. Now, I will reiterate this, that the Vatican wants to bring down America economically. The Vatican has a grudge against America. First of all, America was a Protestant land, and the Protestant Reformation actually rebelled against the errors of the Vatican.
Right.
America is the champion of Protestantism, or it was, and it has to be brought down, it has to be subdued. Another thing is that the mark of the beast is going to come out of America, and the Vatican actually wants to precipitate a reaction in America which will enable the mark of the beast to be enforced and accepted by the people.
Exactly. And I agree. It's going to come out of Colorado Springs. Falcon Air Force Base is a primary node of the Virtual World Project, the mark. It's going to come from America, nowhere else.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call.
Back and off here, we're talking with Matthew that there are other bad groups. There's no shortage of bad guys, is there, Jonathan? Right now, when we have the Tex Marin on the program, we talk pastors and churches gone wild. Most of the churches in America have lost their way. I mean, it really is pretty weird and disgusting. Having gone through Colorado Springs,
yes, they have. Truth is no longer the issue. It's a case of you support the organization, you are loyal to its leaders. That's how it's gone.
Right. Now we have a quick question from Tom. Another follow-up question. Go ahead, Tom. What's your question? I think he may be there, but I'm not certain. Okay. 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 Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah. You're speaking a little loud, Tom. You want to tone it down a bit so everybody can hear. Yeah.
Okay.
Try to be brief in your question. Go ahead.
I want to bring up the fact that one gentleman was talking about the Arabs will never forget what had happened to them at Constantinople when the European white the Anglo males had to unite because they were fighting at the time, but they had to unite to stop these hordes of Muslims coming in there, and they had to stop them right there in Turkey. If not, they would have invaded back then. But they're so bitter still that they're going to do everything they can to take over Europe and the white races in Europe. And if the white Christians do not unite in Europe right now, it's going to say the same thing's happening that's happening hundreds of years ago when 500 years ago when they had the Crusades. They had to stop them at Constantinople, and it was a miracle that they did stop them there because, let me tell you, it was very close when those Arabs, Muslims almost took over Europe. But they at that time, they united. It was a miracle that they did unite to stop them, and it's going to happen again. They're not bringing women over there, these Muslims. They're bringing only the males in there. That miracle.
Well, yeah, 72 to 75% of the invading, or if you want to call it Hiraj, are young males between 17 and 25. The fact is, they're also, by the way, Obama is persecuting Christians being brought here. We're going to bring on a program an Iraqi Christian who's an American now, a lawyer, who's been persecuted by the Justice Department, and Obama's tried to prosecute him numerous times for bringing Christians into America, and they're saying that there's no justification, there's not a war zone, and all these other things.
I'm curious, though, if you go to Refugee Resettlement Watch, run by Ann Corcoran, she reveals that many of these organizations that are bringing in Muslims into the U.S. are Christian charity organizations run by the Lutheran and Catholic Church. Now, as bad as the Catholic Church is, I agree the Vatican is a power-hungry organization. I disagree with the assertion that America is a Protestant country. That's too general a term, because Protestantism is too often tied up with the Church of England, which actually the early American pilgrims were escaping from. You see, there was a psychopathic, power-hungry jerk named John Whitgift, who was assassinating and hanging people and tormenting them and driving them out of England back in the early days of the Anglican Church, in the Church of England. And this country was not founded by Protestants per se, but by Puritans. Puritans were not the same thing as the Church of England.
Yeah, so Jonathan, I'd like you to clarify on that, because there's no shortage of bad guys here. What America was founded on was a reaction against both these early knockoffs, like the Church of England, which occurred under King Henry VIII, who couldn't get his first divorce, and his absolution of his previous marriages. Can you expand on that? Because what's going on now, we have a dark alliance between the globalists, which are primarily the city of London, I call Londonistan, where even Wahhabist Islam and the alliance with the Saudi family of Saudi Arabia was all basically the British again setting up empire. It was the British Empire that laid the groundwork for the current disasters that's occurring worldwide right now.
Well, he doesn't seem to be there, so I'll just say the Puritans understand also there's a lot of disinformation and slander about the Puritans. They made out to be a bunch of pious and hypocritical or prudish people. The Puritans did have a very pure notion of morality. They stuck to the Bible very strictly, but they were extremely well-educated people. They were all fluent in Latin and Greek. That's what the American intelligentsia culture on the East Coast is all based on. They founded all the first universities in this country. They founded the study of the classics in this country. They held all their children to a high standard of education. And unfortunately, American Christians of today pale in comparison to the Puritans in terms of their level of intelligence, eloquence, knowledge of history and the facts, knowledge of real European culture, going back to ancient Rome, etc. Actually, the Puritans were in some ways more like the ancient Romans than the so-called Catholic Holy Roman Empire.
That's interesting. We're going to break now, Matthew. We'll be back in a moment, and we have some technical problems with Jonathan. We got Jonathan back. Okay. We're going on break, Jonathan. We'll be back in a minute. We heard some noise in the background, so hopefully we'll have some good audio when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back, and we have your good audio back with Jonathan. Jonathan, it's important to make a statement following Tom's discussion there, and I think this needs to be clarified. Please go ahead.
I'm pleased to do that, yes. Now, we've got to go back, first of all, to the Dark Ages when the Vatican ruled all of Europe. And during that time, it may surprise people to realize that the Vatican murdered and executed the smallest figure given by historians is 50 million Christians. The largest figure is 120 million. There has never been such a mass slaughter as it was done by the Vatican over 1,000 years.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Then the Reformation came up, and Roman Catholic priests who were honest and who found the truths of the Bible began proclaiming it. And when the Bible was opened to Europe, it shook every nation, and the Vatican was shaken to its knees.
Right.
Now, the Vatican actually blames Protestantism for having taken half of Europe away from it at that time. Now, when America came into the picture, America actually was established as a bastion of freedom and based on the Bible. Now, Protestantism was based on the Bible. America was based on the Bible. and in the eyes of Rome, Protestantism and America were virtually identical. They were both based upon the Bible. Any great power that arose based on the Bible had to be subdued. And America is the greatest obstacle to Vatican world rule right now.
Right.
And so I have publications here in front of me where Vatican leaders are saying we must send Catholics into men, into America, marry Protestant girls, have children that will become Catholic, and gradually we turn Protestant America into Roman Catholic. Now, they're calling it, Vatican looks at America as Protestant and a representative because it's based on the Bible.
Right. Even if they're, to a great extent, apostate, or they are often their mixture of you know, some biblical truth and a lot of craziness.
That's true.
Yeah.
Today, Protestantism has become corrupted. It's lost its power. It's lost its vision. But still, the Vatican has its eyes on America for the historical reason that it was linked to the Bible.
Right.
Originally. Now,
well, and Thomas
not only
Jefferson
that, criticized but America.
Let Jonathan finish up.
Catholic.
Now, let Jonathan finish, please, Matthew. Matthew. Let Jonathan finish, please.
Church of England was no better than the Catholic Church.
World War One was the Vatican's bid to use Germany. Germany had with Martin Luther had first broken away. Germany had to be controlled, and eventually they infiltrated into the power rulership of Germany, and the Kaiser Wilhelm, First World War, was given the job of conquering the world for the Vatican.
Now, Mr. Gray, may I inquire?
Eventually, America came into the picture and turned the tide, and America again had a black mark against it.
May I inquire?
The first, Second World War, Hitler was given the same job of conquering the world for the Vatican.
Yeah,
America came into the picture before the end and lost the war. So there's another black mark against America. America is the only superpower. And the Vatican wants to be the only superpower, so America has to be brought down. There's the black mark against America. Now, this is why the Vatican wants to pit Islam now against America. She wants to bring America down financially, and she wants to take over, and then she will impose her mark across America, the mark of the beast. And this will then go worldwide. That's the Vatican's aim.
Right, yeah. Now, one of the things that people should start to grasp here is this planet is constantly like a snake twisting to try to move toward a specific goal, just like a snake pushes back and forth, and you say, well, where is it going? Look where the head of the snake is going, and the body is twisting and pushing it forward. Matthew, you had a question or a statement you wanted to make with Jonathan now that you have a turn.
What church, what denomination of church do you attend?
I look to Jesus Christ and the Bible as my guide. I don't look to any man.
Right, and I don't attend a specific church either, Matthew. And the reason is, the best church is when I minister with people on the phone or in my kitchen or personally helping people specifically.
Well, it just seems to me that you have an unfair bias against the Vatican, as evil as the Vatican has been throughout history.
No, Matt, it's fully documented.
I don't disagree with the Vatican's power hunger. I'm saying that historically, however, it actually wasn't the Vatican that were really pushing for the New World Order originally. It was the Anglican Church that was intertwined with Judaism, that was branching out to other religions, that was changing doctrines and embracing usury. The Catholic Church did do that throughout the Middle Ages. In fact, Michael Hoffman II has a good book on this called Usury in Christendom. But the real embrace of Judaism and usury and this sort of mentality we see now dominating the European Union fundamentally is traced to, I think, the Anglican and Lutheran churches predominantly. And it was Lutherans in particular who were very machinating in America to change the American Constitution, to change the interpretation of American liberties.
Okay, hold for a minute, Matt. I want to get Jonathan's response to that, because right now, if you look at the 72 world leaders and the Pope and the Pontifex, the President of the United States and the Pope, they met to discuss their plan for Agenda 2030. and it was all laid out in actual writing. So you have to understand the Vatican is a player under this
Vatican
Jesuit.
As an organization is virually a secular.
Want to hear Jonathan's response? So
I'm pleased to comment on this. After the Protestant Reformation, the Vatican set up the Jesuit organization to counteract the results of the Reformation. They formed the Council of Trent. The Vatican came forward, and the Jesuits were given a job to infiltrate Lutheranism, to infiltrate the Church of England, to take over both of those, plus any other organizations that would rise up against the Vatican. They started first in Germany with the Lutheran. They joined, and this is their policy, and you've got it documented. They still are doing it right today, every year. They're sending thousands and thousands of Catholic youth and others into Protestant churches to be baptized as Protestants, to go to those same, to marry Protestant girls, to go into those same churches, go to colleges operated by those churches, go and graduate, become pastors and teachers in those churches, and this includes the Anglican Church, the Lutheran Church, the Baptist Church, the Methodist Church. All the churches of Protestantism are infiltrated by the Vatican, and at the present time, this is why they're coming back, because they are going back to Mother, because the infiltrators are leading them back.
Yeah, and I want to make a comment here, so please nobody interrupt. The real issue here is during the Second World War, the Lutheran churches under the Jesuits were the primary movers and shakers of the Operation Paperclip, and actually were the, if you want to call it, the father of the CIA and the OAS, came from Germany under the control of the Pope of the Vatican. The Jesuits primarily are the ones that control all this. So you have to understand our current CIA and NSA are basically transplants by the Vatican through the Jesuits, who had infiltrated the Church of England and had total control of it, called Londonistan, and the city square of London that controlled the world economy, the Empire of England. Because until the Second World War, England was a prescient superpower, and that's why the United Nations, 57 of the nations in the United Nations, are still part of the British Commonwealth under the control of the financial arm of the British government and the city of Londonistan, I call it.
I don't doubt the progress is made in countries with Protestant presence, but maybe that's more due to the weakness of the organizational church. For example, in Germany, where rationalism came to predominate, for example, as opposed to the influence of Protestantism itself. Because as we saw with the Anglican church, the intelligent and independent thinking Christians in England were forced to flee their country.
Oh yeah, that might, all these forces might have been occurring, but remember, at the top level, what's happening is, slowly over the centuries, the Jesuits were gaining more and more power. And right now we have a Jesuit pope, who was the first Jesuit pope, I think, was it 700 years, is it, Jonathan?
Yes it is.
Right. So what people should understand is, we have, according to the prophecies of Malachi, the final pope. We have the alliance directly with Islam, which, by the way, historically is a fact that there was an original alliance, and they turned on the Vatican and ended up taking Jerusalem, and then it started the Crusades, which is the fight against Islam. They've now made a realliance with Islam, and even the Pope is saying that, you know, that Europe should take all of these people, and millions, it'll completely destroy the culture of Europe and literally homogenize it.
Well, it's pretty simple what their motivation is that ultimately these people I discussed in the earlier hour of this nebulous shadow organization behind all of these, European Union Group of Seven, NSA, CIA, as Edward Snowden has exposed.
Well,
they want an excuse to legalize and implement their surveillance technology, which is already in place, hardware-wise.
Oh, it's already in place everywhere.
They want an excuse to legalize that mass surveillance and the use of such things as tagging humans like cattle with the so-called mark of the beast.
Susan, one of our listeners, sent information over the weekend to Michelle, she talked about in some Walmart stores here in America, they already have the body scanners where you sit in a chair, you ask healthcare questions, because in 2018, which is a year and a half from now, every American is supposed to be chipped according to Obamacare. Did you know that? Every American's going to be chipped. People don't realize how close we are to catastrophe, are they?
Well, I don't think it's going to happen that soon, because they have to have an excuse. You know,
no, that's the date they have. Now, they may not be able to get it just like the national ID for each of the states, but in their schedule, their schedule is 2018 is the hard date they want to chip everybody.
Yes, but that's just overreading. They know that they can't do this until there's a crisis that justifies.
Oh, I think there's going to be a crisis. Gold and silver are taking off like a rocket.
I think that ISIS is going to cause such a conflagration of terror throughout Europe that people will be begging for some kind of mass surveillance.
Exactly. And America. Obama is going to have his 9/11 event before he leaves office, I think. What do you think, Jonathan?
I believe that he would stop at nothing.
Yeah, he'll stop at nothing. I guarantee you that before Obama leaves office, there'll be a bilateral security bill that'll require you to have your papers, please. The chipping will be considered salvation. People will beg for the chip so they can go to a shopping center or a stadium and not be blown up with nail bombs or radiological or biological weapons. They'll be afraid to go to an airport because of what ISIS does.
Everyone to be tracked.
What I see happening, exactly, what I see happening, because they didn't face Oklahoma City, they got 9/11. Because they haven't faced the facts that it was a war game simulation that went live with Israeli operative nuclear materials people, Saudi false pilots, and the CIA U.S. Space Commander NORAD doing it, they're going to now be faced with ISIS, which Obama's openly knowing there's hundreds of these cells in America ready to do major terrorism on American soil. And when it happens, the only thing will keep you safe is the chip. And that's what Obama and whoever's the next president, which is most likely Hillary Clinton, they're going to push it, and people will love it. They'll say, I can now go to the shopping center because I'm not going to have a Muslim terrorist blow up a nail bomb and kill my wife or kids. Yeah.
It's going to get particularly out of control after about 2030 or so. As a matter of fact, if I may, first of all, I think World War III has already begun, but it's a very long, prolonged Cold War that will gradually escalate.
Exactly, yeah.
I foresee the reemergence of the Soviet Union here within about 10 to 15 years because of the demands of this resource scarcity, water shortages, the depletion of oil and natural gas, etc. I see that as all leading to the USSR reemerging as an attempted defense.
There's no water shortage in Russia, by the way.
Not in Russia, but Russia will want to ally with those countries, you see, because the result is those countries are going to depend on countries that have water and the ability to grow crops. Russia, such as Ukraine, for example, right, which grew a lot of the grain in the USSR, they're going to want to also come in as saviors for these people in order to secure their position in the global geopolitics.
Right.
The most ideal way to become a superpower again is to become the USSR again, in allegiance with China.
I agree. I think that Russia and China already make allegiance with pipelines and monetary systems and the BRICS.
Yes, I want to be clear. Russia presently has no aggressive policy toward the U.S. or Europe. All that is paranoid lies coming out of Merkel and the European Union and Obama's administration. None of it's true. Putin is not a dictator. Putin is not aggressing against Europe. It's the other way around.
Exactly. But Jonathan, comment on that, because I want people to understand that if Obama is basically curtsying to the Pope and the Queen of England, that he is literally a functionary of this New World Order. There's a great battle now that even the IMF has declared China as a reserve currency. This economic phase of World War III is now about to culminate.
After Putin dies, the USSR is likely to reemerge as an attempt to secure their position on the world chessboard.
Oh, yeah. He's an anomaly for sure. Jonathan, what do you think of that situation? Because I think this year I see America as clenching its fist with the next president, which is very likely going to be Hillary Clinton. She's a very scary person. And I think that we're likely going to have major terrorism because she supports an open border, which is going to be guaranteeing major ISIS terrorism on American soil. And if they think 9/11 was bad, what I see coming next is a geometric progression of the number of dead and destroyed and killed and ruined lives, directly caused by the policies of Obama and Bush before that. And now, of course, it'll probably be Hillary Clinton as the president, because I think Donald Trump, with the way that the party and the media have damaged him, I don't see him as being able to have enough votes to become president.
Yes, well, sticking to Bible prophecy, which is sure and has never failed, the book of Joel, the book of Matthew, and the book of Revelation all say the same thing, that there's coming a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. And unless those days be shortened, there'd be no one left alive. Now, this does suggest, Jesus himself said it, This does suggest that the majority of world population is going to go down dead. In other words, there's a time of trouble that we've never seen before in our lives or in history where most of the world's population will be decimated.
Right. In fact, we see, for example, the spread of the Zika virus, which they expect will affect 2 billion. We have the release of the OX513A gene. We have the increased levels of ground-level radiation and ozone and ultraviolet light. We have the drought occurring everywhere. We have excessive rains in other places. We have, literally, we're entering like the prophecies of Joseph to the as a satrap under Egypt, that we have 7 fat years. Now we're entering the 7 lean years because the drought is driving populations. China can't grow enough crops, so it's trying to lease land in South America and Australia and elsewhere. We're seeing a consternation of nations where massive migrations because of climate change and geopolitical issues. For example, in Russia, and their forces are going to take over the oil in northern Iraq, which is the largest supply of oil outside of Venezuela, and it's higher quality oil and gas. I really see, as Matthew says, I see if we do have some time, say another decade, as Joel Skousen says, I see the reemergence of the Soviet Union. I see the emergence of China as a superpower. They don't have yet carrier groups, but in 5 or 10 years they will. So we are in very desperate times, and the current leadership of America is leading us down the path that will quickly bring us to domestic security where you won't be able to travel without a chip. That is what I see coming.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-L-A-N-D-H-O-1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at LANDHO.TV. L-A-N-D-H-O.TV right now.
You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancers? My side is violent.
a couple of short segments. Rather than statements, Matt, we only have about 3 or 4 minutes. I want you to raise a couple of questions that you'd like to see if Jonathan can give you his version of the answers, because we only have a couple of minutes left. We will have Jonathan back in a few weeks' time. It was good to have you on the program, Jonathan, even though we have some technical trouble getting you on. Hopefully next time you'll have your Skype so you have even better sound. Yes. So Matt, if you have maybe a couple questions for Jonathan, what were the primary issues you're concerned about with our near history? Because you and I both live, you live in Portland, I live in North County, San Diego. I see America as a nation that's taking a very wrong turn because we see a large segment of the woman vote and the minority vote with a lot of lying from the media behind Hillary Clinton, even though even Bernie Sanders' group says they have vile words for this woman. Many of them will still vote for her despite because she's a Democrat. And I believe the Democrats are fancy terms for what are called satanic masons. She's the highest level witch that has ever run for public office in human history. She's the highest level female mason in the modern world. So what we're dealing with is something that's so evil, and she's so intelligent and so connected to the dark side. Even she won't even release the transcripts of her speeches to Goldman Sachs at $230 or more, $230,000. Because she doesn't want people to understand what she's done in terms of alliances with the globalists. She supports fracking, which is going to destroy the water table. She supports open borders. She supports policies that are going to cause the Middle East to become a nuclear fire. It says, Israel will become a fire pot among sheaves. So if you have a couple of questions, and rather than a statement, Matt, just a few questions.
Yeah, Hillary just cares about her own power. I don't know if I have a question for him. I don't know. How do you come to believe such an outrageous idea as that the Vatican created Islam?
Okay. Now I want you to be quiet, Matthew, for a moment to hear Jonathan's response. This is important.
This is documented. A defector from the Vatican, and a Vatican insider actually, has spilled the beans on Cardinal Bay, who's taught all the Jesuits. All the Jesuits actually are taught this. They know the history. And this is not just something that comes out of the blue. The Vatican itself admits that it created Islam. As a matter of fact, Islam has a book called the Quran. The Quran is full of the Virgin Mary. It's right. Full of Catholic ideas. And the Catholic Church actually gave Muhammad a monk to help him write what's in the Quran. He has Catholic relatives. The whole purpose of the Vatican creating Islam was the Vatican looked down to North Africa, it looked to the Middle East, that both areas that were out of its control. It wanted either to control them or destroy them. It set up these tribes that had no leader, gave them a leader, gave them a prophet, and says, go there, get rid of all these people, convert them or destroy them, and then take Jerusalem and hand over Jerusalem. And the fact that Islam did that, but they refused to hand over Jerusalem. Instead of that, they built their Dome of the Rock and said, we're going to keep this for ourselves. That caused the crusades. It went on and on. But the Vatican lost it. Now the Vatican wants Jerusalem back again. He's always
all right, I have another question.
By the way, what I can do also, Matthew, is I will send you the 4-DVD set from Jonathan. When you see it in the documentation there, also we'll bring on from the Pentalpha Group talk discussion, Leo Lyons Agami in Rome. And you can hear from the documentation for him, it fits exactly with what Jonathan says. And Barry Chalmers is a Jew from Israel. They all say basically from different aspects the exact same thing. So thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Jonathan. We'll have you back on in a few weeks, Jonathan. And do sign on to Nutramedical One in Nutramedical One, and we'll be able to bring you on our video after the show today. Thank you for listening, and do sign on to our live stream channel on Nutramedical and on Vimeo, and you'll be able to get all our videos.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Mike.